A person may send the thigh with the Gerah Nosha in it to a guy, and he doesn't have to be concerned that the guy will give it to another yid who will mistakenly believe the Gerah Nosha was removed by the first yid. Why? Because it's noticeable when the Gerah Nosha is removed. The Mishnah suggests that one may send a complete thigh to a guy, but would not be allowed to send a thigh that was cut up into pieces without having first removed the Gerah Nosha. What case are we discussing? If we're discussing a place where they don't announce when there's a treifa that's being sold in the marketplace, in which case it would be also to buy meat from a guy altogether, then why can't the yid send up a cut up thigh to the guy also, since there's no chance that a yid will buy it from that guy anyway? Rather, must be referring to a place where they do announce when there's a treifa that's sold, and therefore a yid may buy meat from a guy, because he would know if there's a problem with the meat. If so, it should also be also for a yid to send a complete thigh to the guy without first removing the yid, because the guy can cut the thigh into pieces and a yid will think that the yid was removed. Everything. Where we can answer, the Mishnah is discussing a place where they do announce when there's a treifa. And the reason it's not a problem is because the cutting of a guy is recognizably different than the cutting of a yid. We can also answer that the Mishnah is discussing a place where they do not announce when there's a treifa. And the reason he may not give up cut up thigh to the guy is exera. He may give it to a guy in front of another yid, and we can and therefore it's going to be a problem because the other yid is going to realize it came from a yid. We can also answer that the reason the yid may not cut up a thigh and give it to the guy without removing the anasha is because the guy will think that the yid spent the time and effort to remove it, and he's being misled in that way. And Shmuel has said that it's also to mislead people, even Goyim. The ruling of Shmuel was not told explicitly, but rather can be gleaned from the fact that he was once unhappy that his attendant paid for a service by misleading the servicer. He gave a chicken as if it were kosher when in fact it was a treifa, or he gave diluted wine as if it were pure wine. In fact, what difference does it make if it wasn't taught explicitly? If tomorrow one can say that he was upset for his attendant even having held on to a treifa, or that he was upset because he hinted that he wanted it to be pure wine, and maybe he wasn't upset for having misled the servicer. Would say a person should not invite another to eat by him if he knows the person will never accept the invitation, and a person should not offer presents to someone that he knows will never accept it, and he should not have someone think that he opened the barrel special for him when in reality he already opened it for sale in the store, and he should not tell someone to anoint himself with oil from a keli when in fact the keli is empty because he knows the person will refuse the offer, unless he's doing so for the honor of the person he's offering to. In fact, when Ula visited Rabbi Yehuda, they opened barrels for him that were in truth already sold, and tomorrow they let him know that they were already sold. Second Teretz, Ula is different because he was so beloved by Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda would have opened a new barrel for him even if he did not have one that was already sold. Tomar Vaiter, Bryce says a person should not walk into a house of mourning with a bottle of wine that's making splashing noises, meaning it's not full, and should not fill it with water because it fools the person into thinking you're bringing a full bottle of wine. However, if there are other people there and he's doing this so that they think more highly of the mourner, it is allowed. A Bryce says a person may not sell a sandal made of leather from an animal that died under the premise that it was an animal that was shechted. There are two reasons for it. Number one, it fools the person. Number two, sakana. The animal may have died from a snake poison, and now that the poison is now in the leather. A person may also not send to someone a barrel of wine with oil floating on the top. The person will think it's full of oil and will invite guests thinking he has enough oil for them. And the attack once happened that someone sent a barrel like this and the recipient invited guests based on it. And when he realized that it was wine and he didn't have enough oil for his guests, he strangled himself. Nebuch. Also, a guest may not take from what he's given and give it to the children of his host unless he has permission. It once happened in a year of hunger that three guests gave their eggs to the host child. And when the father saw this, he pushed the child down and the child died. The mother saw this and Nebuch jumped off the roof, and the father then followed her. But Yehuda said, because they didn't listen to the Rabbanon, there were three lives that were Nebuch lost. The last statement teaches us that the entire Braisa is the teaching of Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov. Somewhere right there, Braisa says, if one sends a whole thigh to his friend, he does not need to remove the Gerah Nosha. If it was cut up, he would have to remove the Gerah Nosha before sending it. If one sends a thigh to a guy, whether it's whole or cut up, he does not have to remove the Gerah Nosha. There are two reasons that the Rabbanon said that we may not sell the veils of treifas to a guy. Because it fools the guy, and because he may then sell it to another yid. A yid may not tell a guy, take this money and buy meat for me, for two reasons. Because the guy may keep the money and just steal the meat from the butcher, and because the butcher may sell him the velus or treifas. Why is it that in either case he need not remove the Gerah Nosha before giving it to the guy? If it's a place where they announce that there's a treifa and no announcement was made that day, why shouldn't he have to remove the gid if the thigh is cut up? Since no announcement was made, a yid may buy it from the guy. Rather, must be a place where they don't announce when there's a treifa, and therefore there's no concern that a yid will buy it. The next part of the price says, the second reason that we don't sell the veils of treifas to a guy is he may sell it to another yid. Now, if it's a place where they don't announce when there's a treifa, how would a yid ever buy from a guy? Rather, must be a place where they do announce when there's a treifa. The last part of the price says, the second reason a yid can't have a guy go and buy meat for him is that they may sell all the veils and treifas to the guy. Now, if this is a place where they announce that if there's a treifa, that they would have made an announcement. And since there were no announcement, it must be that there were no treifas. Rather, it must be the place where we're talking about a place where they do not make such announcements. Can it be that the first and last part of the mission of the Brisa discuss a place where they don't make such announcements, but the middle case is talking about the place where they do? And Tamar Abaye said that's exactly how we have to understand the Brisa. Rava said not all cases are in a place where they do make such announcements. The first and last cases are where such an announcement was made that day, and the middle part is discussing where no announcement was made that day, even though there in fact was a treifa. Rav Ashi said the entire Brisa is discussing a place where they don't make such announcements, which is why a yid may never buy meat from a goy, and why a yid may therefore sell a treifa to a goy. The reason that the middle part doesn't allow the selling of a treifa to a goy is a gzeira that he may sell to a goy in front of another yid, who assumes it's kosher since it's coming from a yid, and I'll then go ahead and buy it from the goy. What's the announcement that's made when there's a treif? First, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, they say, meat for the general population has fallen into our hands. Why don't they just say a treif for the general public has fallen into our hands? Mar said, because that would stop the goyim from buying the meat. Exactly more by not saying that, but the goyim are being misled. And for tomorrow, they're misleading themselves. They should have asked whether the meat was kosher. We find that when someone is misled based on his own assumption, without having been misled by somebody else, Rava says it's not a problem, and it is actually a mutter.